Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. The engineer and the producer of this show is Coleman. If you listen, you hear him. And he also has another job at night. Over on the West Bank, he delivers chicken wings at a place. And hopefully in the new year, we'll be able to pay you some more money around here to make you not have to do that as much as you do it. You may still do that sometimes. And I know the owner of the place where you deliver the chicken wings for over there. He's a real nice guy, old Peter. Last night, though, you didn't have to work, but you had to go in. Was it the company Christmas party, and they asked you to be the MC because now you're on the radio?
Yeah. That was, like, literally all my qualification. Didn't know till yesterday morning while we were doing the show. Peter just texted me and said, hey, you know what? I said, what's up? You're the MC tonight. I'm like, well, I was debating whether I really wanted to go to the party or not. Now I had to go to the party and MC.
They're thinking, hey, this guy's on the radio. Maybe we could just call him up and have him... He works here anyways. He can be the MC. And the only reason I bring this up, I wanted to ask you if you had a good time, but then I saw a Facebook post you made about 5 or 10 minutes ago saying that you hate it when, and I'm paraphrasing here, but you hate it when you get drunk at night and you may or may not have pissed off some people. You're not sure because you can't remember, and usually you remember if you do that to people.
Yeah. I just had the strange feeling. When I left the party last night, the Christmas party, it felt like everybody was mad at me. I just can't shake that vibe, like I had bad negative vibes in my way, which is normal, but it just, I don't remember what I did.
Well, I was going to ask you if you had a good time.
I don't remember.
Being the MC at your other job's Christmas party.
I don't know. I think I did. It seems like I should have, but I'm not really sure.
All right, well, just checking. I want to make sure everything's okay over there.
Well, I made it to work this morning, so everything's all good.
Yeah, you're here. You're here on Tuesday morning. I saw this story that I really liked. 2 days ago on Sunday, an all-female local motorcycle group. They went to the worst neighborhood in New Orleans, the most dangerous neighborhood in New Orleans, Central City. And by the way, that's saying something. When you say the scariest neighborhood in New Orleans, because we've got a few. Central City is scary. And so this local all-female motorcycle group, you can't call them a gang because they're doing good here. They on Sunday afternoon, 2 days ago, they went to Central City and they gave out 100 bicycles to some of the poorest children in the city of New Orleans. The Caramel Curves is their name, an all-female motorcycle group. And they wanted to help the poorest children here in the city of New Orleans this Christmas get a nice Christmas gift that they know they probably, those kids wouldn't have gotten. They teamed up with a local lawyer to donate 100 bicycles and scooters. And I thought that was real nice. They did that this past Sunday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon at New Hope Baptist Church in Central City. And for a minute there, I thought about the all-female motorcycle group. You don't see that very often.
I didn't know they had one, honestly. It's not beyond the realm of possibility, but...
And you know how male motorcycle gangs, the guys, their old ladies hop on the back? I wonder if these were old ladies in the past and they said, you know, I want to be in a motorcycle group. Or if they said, you know what, I don't want to be an old lady. I don't want to be on the back of some biker's bike. I don't want to be an old lady. I want to be the lady. I want to be the biker. And I wonder what else besides the love of motorcycles, the all female, the Caramel Curves motorcycle group here in New Orleans has in common with the male motorcycle gangs.
I'm assuming that the female motorcycle group has the old men riding in the back of their bikes. See? Instead of having old ladies, they have the old men.
Okay.
Maybe.
But it's just wild. I've never heard of or seen an all-female motorcycle group. And again, the word they use is group. They don't use gang. Because, you know, when you think of motorcycle gangs, especially historically in the United States, you know, I think of the Hells Angels. You know, and these guys, there was always a lot of drinking and a lot of drugs, a lot of dope, a lot of law breaking. And I don't think I see that here with the Caramel Curves, although I've never ridden with them.
Can we talk for a minute about how awesome that name is, the Caramel Curves? Now I'm assuming not only do they mean like turning curves like on the motorcycle, but they must be very curvaceous women as well. Very full-figured curvaceous women. I'm going to have to check them out.
Yeah, I've never, so I mean, they don't get arrested like Hell's Angels do or some other male biker gangs that we've seen historically here in the United States, because we would have read about them. We would have said, hey, the all female motorcycle gang, the Caramel Curves, boy, they got arrested, you know, Friday night. They were cruising just off of Bourbon Street, and they were making people's lives a living hell. You know, we've never heard anything like that about the New Orleans all-female motorcycle group, the Caramel Curve.
And the first time they're in the news, what is it? It's a good, positive story. They went to the worst neighborhood in the city and decided to do something positive.
Yes.
So that's a good first impression for the Caramel Curves.
Yeah. I want to try to learn more about them.
I do, too.
Because I'm a motorcycle fan. Excuse me. Although I've never been in a motorcycle gang. I am a motorcycle fan. The Caramel Curves. And I just wanted to bring this to your attention that they did something real good. The all-female motorcycle group out of the New Orleans area, the Caramel Curves. Again, this past Sunday, they donated 100 bicycles and scooters at a church in Central City, one of the scariest, poorest neighborhoods here in New Orleans. And they did something real good. And I'm gonna look out for the Caramel Curves in the future. I was gonna say I wouldn't mind riding with them, but maybe would I have to hop on back?
Yeah, you probably.
I'd have to hop on the back, or maybe if I wanted to bring my own bike, I'd have to dress like a woman.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll just be one of the old men.
You have to wear a rocker too. It says "Old Man, a Prospect" on the back.
And hop on the back, because historically, women, when it came to motorcycle games, they were just old ladies. They were on the back. Hey, old lady, you coming? We're going. Hop on the back. So it's good to see. Good to see the Caramel Curves, and good to see them do something so good this past Sunday at that church in Central City. Coming up on the show this morning, the United States Senate passed that coronavirus, COVID-19 relief package that we talked a little bit about yesterday. Now the president's going to sign it, and people should get their $600. Again, $600, what the hell is that? After all of these months, and did you see how much money other countries are getting in this bill?
Uh-oh.
They said a $900 billion pandemic relief package. But American citizens aren't the only ones getting the $900 billion. There's a lot of money going to other countries. The bill is in between 5,000 and 6,000 pages. Again, to help Americans during coronavirus, this is what our government does, and this is what drives me nuts. We'll break it down for you coming up. Other things we got going on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Yesterday on our show, we told you about the coronavirus relief package that our United States federal government is set to sign, seal, and deliver to Americans. It passed the Congress, the House of Representatives, on Sunday. Yesterday, it passed the United States Senate, and now it's going to go on President Trump's desk for him to sign. And this coronavirus COVID-19 relief package is $900 billion. So it's just under $1 trillion. It's a $900 billion pandemic relief package. And what it gives to Americans who make under $75,000 a year is $600. So each American adult, I guess, who makes less than $75,000 a year is going to get $600.
I could use it.
And then they also said, Coleman, that there's going to be $300 a week in unemployment for the next, I think, 2.5 months for people that need it. This is the second coronavirus relief bill by our federal government. The first one gave people, I think, even $1,200.
Yeah.
And then it kept the unemployment. I think they put an extra $600 on the unemployment a week. And there were a bunch of Americans who were making more money by not working than they were when they were actually going to work. And it took the United States federal government a long time to get this second coronavirus relief bill done. Again, $900 billion. But American people, they only get a check for $600. And then the bill is in between 5,000 and 6,000 pages. So I don't think any of our congressmen or senators, I don't think any of them were able to read the entire bill. And then you start seeing some of the other things that are in there. Like, for instance, the Kennedy Center gets $40 million. The National Gallery of Art gets $154 million. The Smithsonian Institute gets $1 billion. The Woodrow Wilson Center gets $14 million. The National Foundation on, well, I could go on, but you look at all of this money that's going to these other things, and meanwhile, Americans get a $600 check. I mean, after months and months, I mean, we're 8-9 months into some people not being able, not being allowed to work because of the government. And then you look at other countries who are getting money. The country of Burma is getting $135 million in this bill. Cambodia is getting $85.5 million in this bill. Nepal is getting $135 million in this bill. The Ukraine is getting $453 million in this bill. Venezuela, which is falling apart because they've gone all socialist, they're getting $33 million. Look at the money that those other countries are getting. Again, from American taxpayers, you, me, and everybody who pays taxes, federal income taxes.
And this is supposed to be the COVID relief stimulus? Like, this is supposed to help us out with the relief?
Yeah.
The Smithsonian, I know I like the arts and all, but that doesn't seem like an essential business.
But you look at the money that's not only going to things like that, but to other countries. Meanwhile, Americans get one lousy check for $600.
And the thing is, the pandemic wasn't even our fault. If anybody should be paying those other countries, it should be China, right?
So, look, this is, you're going to get your $600 check. Right around New Year, maybe right before New Year's. And then, and again, the people who pay for the government in this country are getting a $600 check. And you look at that, how many millions, billions are going elsewhere and to other things.
Are any of those hospitals or police stations, fire departments, anything? It's just museums and countries?
The short list I just read is just a part of it. Mm. There is money going to live music venues. I know like Tipitina's here in New Orleans, who are doing everything they can just to hang on and to remain open because no one's allowed to go there. No one's allowed to play there. I just saw one of the owners, the band Galactic owns Tipitina's, a great New Orleans band. And I saw an interview with one of those guys and they said, I'm quoting Robert Mercurio. He said, quote, "It's been pretty tough, But I do feel like maybe we're finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So some of this money, evidently, is going to live music venues, to clubs and such, to try to help them out, keep their head above water while they're not able to work.
I understand that.
But when you look at it, Americans who make under $75,000 a year get one check for $600, and again, after all of these months.
And it says it's supposed to help boost the economy, the $600?
Well, yes.
So the economy of Cambodia, the economy of Venezuela?
But those other... It just doesn't make much sense. That's why I have such a problem with government, with our federal government. I mean, here the American people and American business owners, small business owners, you know, and then you look at who else has gotten money recently? Joel Osteen, the preacher in Houston, Texas. I think they just got millions and millions of dollars. This guy lives in a mansion, and this guy is so rich. But his church just got that money. And then you look at, I think Tom Brady just got piles of money. And you see some of the people and some of the organizations who have gotten lots of money, coronavirus relief money, and then each American gets a $600 check. What the hell is that going to do? What good is that going to do?
Not that much.
Well, anyways, that's going to be that's going to be signed by the president, I think, today, and they're going to get that out and. People who qualify should get that before New Year's. And again, the extra $300 a week in unemployment, that'll help, I think, but that goes for 2.5 months. People are allowed to get that. Like they got the extra $600 a week in unemployment during the first coronavirus relief package. Well, the second one is coming now. And I just say, boy, you have people masking up anyways. People are wearing masks. Just open things up and make people wear masks. You make them wear them anyways. But just, and now we're seeing lawsuits in states like Michigan, California. We've already seen them in Texas, of businesses that the government closed down because of coronavirus. But these people, the owners had to open up. I got to feed my kids. This is where we're at right now with this stuff. Hey, coming up on the show, LSU is going to fire Bo Pelini, the defensive coordinator, and other coaches as well. The heads are rolling in Baton Rouge after this awful football season they had. Stay tuned for that. And we got a lot we got to do on the show today. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Excuse me. I just read this new report that said there will be significantly fewer babies born next year in 2021 than were born this year in 2020. Wouldn't you have thought with coronavirus, with people being trapped, locked down inside with each other, they'd be doing a lot of sex and there'd be a lot more babies born in 2021? But no, according to a new report, there will be significantly fewer babies born in 2021. Experts attribute the decline to the NBA bubble. Remember how all the NBA players, most of them were stuck, and people, they couldn't have guests come in and out down in Orlando, Florida?
Rejected!
I guess that explains it. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And LSU defensive coordinator Bo Pelini is out in Baton Rouge along with a few other coaches. When you had a season like LSU had, a bad season, especially following the national championship season, heads have to roll. You can't be a 500 squad if you're LSU. And so it looks like Bo Pelini, who's in charge of the defense, the defensive coordinator, and their defense was awful this year. I mean, their defense was awful in the last game that they won against Ole Miss this past Saturday. I mean, their defense stinks. And I know they had a lot of losses from last year's national championship team. They lost a lot of great players. But still, you can't be that bad. You still can't suck as much as LSU's defense sucked and as LSU sucked this past year. So not just Bo Pelini, but they're cleaning house. Coaches Bill Johnson, Bill Bush, and Scott Linehan also out, out, and out. That's what happens. I mean, when Ed Orgeron, the head coach, had to do that. I mean, when you have such a bad season like they did, and if they don't turn it around next year, Ed Orgeron will be next. Although we've talked about on this show the investigations, plural, that are going on within the LSU football program. There's investigations going on from people outside the program, investigators, and they're looking at themselves inside the program. You know, we talked about it, what was it, a week or two ago, where they did an in-house investigation, and they said, we're going to put ourselves, we're going to make it so we're not allowed to play a bowl game this year.
That was very bold and bold of them, too.
Yeah, when they said that, they were under 500. But they, with their win over Ole Miss, I think that got them to 500, the same amount of wins as losses. But yeah, they said that a couple of weeks ago, we just did an investigation, and we realized during this investigation that we had recruiting violations. So we're announcing that we are banning ourselves from playing in a bowl game this year. I mean, if they did get to a bowl game, it might have been the New Orleans Bowl or the Idaho Potato Bowl. By the way, Tulane is playing in the Idaho Potato Bowl. That's tonight. Tonight, Tulane is playing in a bowl game. The Idaho Potato Bowl.
Prestigious.
Yeah. But hey, for Tulane, it's been so bad since Hurricane Katrina that them getting into any bowl is good. And they, with their coach, Willie Fritz, they have been getting a little bit better each year over the last few years. There's life in Uptown college football again. But as far as LSU is concerned, so they did their own investigation, and they said, We will ban ourselves from going to a bowl game this year, which is no penalty, because even if they were going to a bowl game, it was going to be the who gives a bleep bowl. And they're still being looked at not only for recruiting violations, but for the sexual misconduct, the rape allegations by more than one LSU player over the last 3 years, 4 years or so. Led by Darius Geis, the former great running back from Baton Rouge, who got drafted playing for the football team with no name, the Washington football team. But then he got kicked off of their football team. They released him after he got arrested for sexually assaulting a woman earlier this year.
See how that works, though? He got kicked off the team after he was arrested because somebody had called the cops first. Instead of the opposite way where you tell the coach, then you tell the cops.
Coleman and I have talked about this on the show before. And what Coleman is bringing up is when Darius Geis and a few other players were at LSU, the investigation that the USA Today newspaper reported on said that there were females, college students at LSU, females, who said that they were sexually assaulted by Darius Geis, and they named a couple of other players as well over the last few years. I don't know who they told. They obviously, well, look, they told somebody at LSU because there were two people who work in the sports department at LSU who were named in the investigation that they knew about this and they needed to protect the program, and they said nothing to anybody. They said nothing to law enforcement. They said nothing to anybody. That's what an investigation is showing us. If that's the case, those people that are higher-ups in the LSU athletic department, they need to be arrested and convicted and go to prison. If that's the case, if what that investigation said actually happened.
What if that happens, but it turns out that some of the female stories weren't necessarily true? What if there was an investigation and the cops were called and it was like, well, we can't prove anything, so then what?
We don't know that.
We don't know, exactly.
We don't know if the Baton Rouge police got involved. We don't know if the LSU police got involved. We don't know if the Louisiana State Police got involved. The only thing we know this morning is that a couple of higher-ups in the LSU athletic department knew about it, and they did nothing. They did nada. They did squad douche. I guess in their minds, they needed to protect the program. They said nothing about Darius Geis. They said nothing about a couple of the other players that were named over the last few years. And they're still working there, by the way.
It could be a possibility that they just didn't believe the women. Because the women didn't go to the police either, clearly.
But if the women were raped, Coleman, if they were...
Yeah, if they should have called the police.
Well, okay, fine. You're a female student on the campus at LSU Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
You get raped by an LSU football player, or you get sexually assaulted by an LSU football player. You would think that those young women would go to the police.
That's what I would think.
You would think. But the only thing that we know is that a couple of higher-ups in the LSU athletic department were told about it. That's all we know. We don't know anything else. Now, this investigation that's going on, if we find out other things, we still don't know. They're gonna drop a bomb at some point in the near future with the results of another investigation going on into this at LSU. And I think the punishment is going to be a lot harsher than the punishment LSU gave to itself when it investigated itself when it came to recruiting violations and said, well, this team who's 500 this year, we're not going to allow ourselves to play in any bowl game. But anyways, we'll see what happens with that investigation. But we're still waiting to see. But the big news yesterday is LSU fired Bo Pelini, the defensive coordinator, and I believe the second highest paid person by the state of Louisiana, behind Ed Orgeron. And Bo Pelini is out along with those three other coaches. When you have a crappy season like LSU, a great program had, heads have to roll. Now we'll see what happens in the near future with these other investigations. Hey, coming up next on the show, a professor just said when this coronavirus is over, it's going to be like the roaring 20s in America again. People are going to be doing sex. People are going to be spending money. People are going to be going crazy. We'll explain coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. If you're just joining us, earlier in the show, we talked about how a day after the United States House of Representatives, the United States Congress, passed the second coronavirus relief bill on Sunday, yesterday the United States Senate signed off on it. They agreed to pass it, and I believe today the president is going to sign it, and it's going to be $600 for every American adult who does not make $75,000 a year. And it took a long time. We had our first coronavirus stimulus, and it gave people $1,200. And it put people on unemployment that needed it $600 a week for a while. But that ran out. You know, there were a lot of Americans who were making more money for not working with that $600 a week unemployment that they were getting. They were making more money that way not working than they were when they were working at their jobs. But now, many months have gone by. America's still hurting. And it took them a long time. I think politics was involved in that. But now by New Year's Day, Americans should get that $600. And when it comes to unemployment, they said Americans can get $300 a week this time around for 2.5 months unemployment. So and again, we should get that. The people should get that by New Year's Day. But I mean, $600 after all of this time, what the hell are people going to do with that? And the frustrating part about it is the bill is in between 5,000 and 6,000 pages. And earlier in the show, we told you other countries are getting millions and millions and millions of dollars. And there are things in this country, the Kennedy Center, and there's millions and millions of dollars. I guess that's what the politicians do, and that's why I always look at them funny.
And that's probably why it took so long. You know how long it takes to type thousands of pages and add all that extra pork into it, and you have to debate what kind of pork you want to put into it and what money goes where and how it's allocated.
But when you see all the other stuff that's in there, wait a minute, Americans are hurting. Why are we sending so many millions of dollars to so many other countries? And so many people, and people here, the ones that actually support the federal government, who, by the way, none of these people, no congressman or senator or no governor or mayor, they haven't missed one paycheck. They haven't missed a dime during all of this. And they're throwing Americans $600 and saying, here you go. Jeez. Thanks, especially when you're sending millions and millions and millions of dollars to other countries all over the world. If you start looking through this monstrosity of a bill. Anyways, the president is supposed to sign off on it today, and people will get their money, their $600 at least, by New Year's. And I was just reading, this Yale professor just wrote a book. And he says, when we're finished with coronavirus here in this country, well, it'll be later in 2021. He says the roaring 20s await this country. It's going to be just like it was in the 1920s, the roaring 20s. This college professor in his book says that people are just going to start going out. They're going to start going crazy. They're going to start doing sex with all kinds of people. They're going to go out and they're going to drink like crazy. They're going to party like crazy. They said it's going to be like the Roaring Twenties because the last big pandemic we had was 1918. And it took a couple of years to get through that. But then the Roaring Twenties happened. And then people went crazy during the Roaring Twenties. And we know what happened at the end of the Roaring Twenties. That's when the Great Depression happened. And I've always said during the coronavirus here, coronavirus is the worst thing that's happened to this country. It's right next to the Civil War and the Great Depression in the history of the United States. I mean, what this virus did to this country and what it did to people's finances. But anyways, this Yale professor, and I don't know if I agree with this.
I was here for it too. I was waiting. I couldn't wait. You got me all excited. I can't wait to do all the wild debauchery and sex and drinking. That sounds like my type of party.
Well, Coleman, this Yale professor who wrote the book, his name is Dr. Nicholas Christakis, a professor at Yale University. And his new book is called Apollo's Arrow, The Profound and Enduring Impact of Coronavirus on the Way We Live. He says that our society is going to make up for all of this lost time as soon as possible, as soon as it's safe to, with hedonism.
Hell yeah.
Replacing socializing, conservative socializing.
Yes.
All kinds of hedonism.
Or makeup sex.
But he says that reversal is still years away. So he doesn't see it happening at the end of 2021. He sees it happening a few years from now.
Well, I'll just make sure I stay in shape so when it does happen, I'll be ready to go.
He says that during epidemics, you get increases in religious behavior. People abstain more. They save money. They get risk averse. And we're seeing all of that now. He says, just like we have seen for hundreds of years during epidemics, the same thing is happening now that has happened in the past. He says in 2024, all of those pandemic trends will be reversed. So we're still looking at least 3 years before all of this hedonism, sex in the Roaring Twenties will be the United States of America.
You ready, John? I say, are you ready for 2024? I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready for 2024. Yeah,
get some sit-ups going, practice some new moves. Maybe get a cool little nickname and a cape and a mask so nobody knows who I am. I can wild out like I want to.
He says people will relentlessly seek out social interactions, sexual behavior, a reverse of the religious thinking, and this will lead to an economic boom.
Look at that. Even the economy gets a boom.
Yeah, he says this pandemic is not a new phenomenon in human history. And if you look back, here's the phenomenon that it's 2020 and it happened. You know, okay, 1918, I can understand. I mean, look at how many things weren't even invented yet. I mean, 1918, if someone got diabetes, they would have died right in 1918 because they didn't know then, just take insulin and stick it into your body and that'll keep your blood sugar down. They didn't know that in 1918. I mean, were people driving cars in 1918? Not many.
And the thing is, in 2020... the coronavirus has a 99% recovery rating. All you really need to do is drink some Gatorade, wash your hands, and Lysol everything. And we know that, and we still got caught in a so-called pandemic.
Yeah, but what he's saying in this book, this Yale professor, is that what we're seeing now, we've seen it in the past, and this is what's going to happen. But he says it's not going to happen until 2024. That's when people are just going to start going crazy, doing sex, running around the streets, partying like nuts, and not being like they have been this past year, this past 8 or 9 months.
So if I buy this guy's book and in 2024 it doesn't happen, can I get a refund?
No, it doesn't say anything about a refund, Coleman. He's just telling you, I'm a professor at Yale. I'm a smart guy. And I'm telling you that this is going to happen, and this is when it's going to happen. That sucks that it's going to take another 3 years, 2021, 22, 23, and then 24 comes up, and then that's when. Because I know things will get better in 2021, but it's going to take a while. The second half of the year, towards the end of the year, things are going to get better. But people, there's still going to be a lot of Americans that are freaked out, that are going to be running around with their masks on.
But they can stay home.
And that's going to happen into 2022, and you would think throughout 2022. But you would hope by at some point in 2022 or at least 2023, that's when the hedonism is going to start. That's when that's when people are just going to start going nuts.
I think it's going to do it earlier than that, because first of all, we already had a swingers convention during the pandemic. You know, Mardi Gras is coming up next year. People can't. I know Mardi Gras is supposed to be canceled, but I guarantee you, Mardi Gras, that's when the real hedonism is going to start. Maybe not as much in 2024, but there's going to be little sprinkles of some pent-up frustration being released by the early 2021.
Well, I just found this, reading what this Yale professor had to say. I found it interesting. So he says, hey, look, we'll get through this. It's going to take a little while, but sex-crazed roaring 20s awaits the post-pandemic. And he says, look for that to happen and people's behavior to just change in 2024. I hope it doesn't take that long.
Eric says, it's time to get an early stock on condoms.
Thanks for the text, Eric. And you could always text us whether we're talking about something or in between when we're talking about something. And if your text is good and it adds to the show, we'll read it. Text us at 504-260-9595. And please never text while you're driving. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Some theologians believe that Jesus had a younger brother, James. I was just reading about that. Can you imagine that? That's got to be a lot of pressure, being Jesus's little brother. Everybody ignores you, but they think your brother is God's gift. I mean, how much would that be tough to be James, Jesus's little brother? The only advantage I can think of is you get more presents because your birthday and Christmas aren't on the same day. I think it might be the only good thing about that. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And if you're just joining us, when we started the show this morning a couple of hours ago, our show starts at 5:30 weekday mornings here on Bayou. I told you a real good story, a happy story, about a local group here in New Orleans. They're called the Caramel Curves. They're an all-female motorcycle group. They're not a gang. They don't ride into places and start going to bars and start picking fights with people and trashing places. They're an all-female motorcycle group here in New Orleans, and they're called the Caramel Curves. And, you know, I've lived here a long time now, and I'm surprised. I've talked to a couple of people out in the hall here at the radio station, and they're like, oh, I've heard of the Caramel Curves. They've been around for a while. And the reason I brought them up is because 2 days ago on Sunday, they went to a church in Central City, and they gave away 100 bicycles and scooters to children and one of the scariest, poorest neighborhoods here in New Orleans. And I thought that was really cool what they did. And I'm surprised I haven't heard of them, but they've been around for a while. They're these women. They wear pink and they ride motorcycles. They're a group, not a gang. You know how bikers, you know, their girlfriends and wives are known as old ladies. You know, these women, I don't think they have old men that hop on the back and drive around with them. But when they do drive around, sometimes pink smoke comes out of the exhaust. And I just thought it was great what they did for poor children, for children who weren't going to get a bicycle or a scooter for Christmas. 2 days ago on Sunday, they went over to the New Hope Baptist Church in Central City, and they gave away a bunch of those bicycles and a bunch of those scooters for the kids. And I was wondering about this group. They've got YouTube videos. As a matter of fact, if you go to our website, bayou957.com, I just put up the story about how they did what they did this past Sunday. And I've got a link there to go watch them on video ride their motorcycles around. Again, they're called the Caramel Curves, a New Orleans all-female motorcycle group. It's great to see them do what they did this past Sunday, but they always get involved in the community from what I understand, and I've just been learning a lot about them. And I don't know if you've ever heard of them or not, but they've been seen at Mardi Gras. They've been seen all over the place. So great job, Caramel Curves. You got my respect. And if one of you ever does want an old man to throw on the back of your bike when you're going to go riding, just shoot me a message over here. And I've got another very happy, positive, good story this morning. Do you remember yesterday on our show when we were talking about how when bad things happen to people in the year 2020 or 2019 or 2018, if somebody sees that, sometimes they will set up a GoFundMe on social media, and then that person who had something bad done to them will end up making lots of money. Remember we told you that?
I remember it vividly because I was trying to figure out what could I do and be a victim of to get some of that money, the sympathy money.
We were talking about that yesterday because a poor woman, a young pregnant woman who was working at the drive-through window at McDonald's in suburban Georgia, someone wasn't happy with their drink. It had ice in it, and evidently he ordered it without ice. He took the top off of it, and he threw it in her face, got her all wet. And the driver in the car behind that car in that McDonald's drive-through line saw what happened, set up a GoFundMe, and helped out that poor, pregnant, young McDonald's employee. Well, the next day, a similar story. This woman in Hawaii was grocery shopping with her five-month-old son. Her wallet fell out of her pocketbook. She left the grocery store, went home. A young supermarket employee saw the wallet on the ground, opened it up. It had money in it, had lots of stuff in it. But it also had, obviously, the woman's driver's license with her address on it. He put the wallet in his pocket. When his shift was over, he got on his bicycle and he biked more than 3 miles, half of it up hills. Oh. I hear some of those Hawaiian hills are rough. He gets to her house. He knocks on the door. She opens the door. He says, here, this is your wallet. It fell out at the grocery store, and I'm just bringing it back to you. She didn't even realize it yet. And she had gotten home. You know, she's got her five-month-old kid. She's unpacking the groceries. She didn't know she had lost her wallet yet. And there was some cash in there and credit cards and other things, and nothing was taken or nothing was moved at all. And her husband were so impressed with the young grocery store worker, he told the story on Facebook. One of his Facebook friends was so impressed with the story, he set up a GoFundMe. Why is this guy riding a bicycle? Let's get this guy a car. And wouldn't you know, enough people donated enough money, this guy's going to get a really nice car. I think he's going to have some pocket change too. All from a GoFundMe. Isn't that a great story? Again, when you watch the news and you pay attention to the news all the time, so much of it is negative because that's what sells. Good news doesn't sell. If it bleeds, it leads. I mean, you watch the television news. I mean, it's like, oh my God, when you watch the news. But here on this radio show, sure, we tell you what's going on with the news and everything. But we also bring you good stories, happy stories as well. Stories you're probably not going to hear anywhere else in the media. And whether it was yesterday's story about the poor young pregnant woman working in the McDonald's drive-thru in Georgia, some idiot wasn't happy that ice was in his drink. I said no ice. And instead of just pushing it back into the drive-thru window, he decided to take the top off and throw the large drink all over the woman working there. And then the car behind that guy helped out a lot. Here's a young grocery store employee. Probably not making that much at the grocery store. There was a bunch of cash in that wallet. He could have very easily just said, whoa. But no, he waited till his shift was over. And he rode his bicycle 3 miles up hills to give her wallet back. Her husband tells the story on Facebook. Somebody else sees the story, makes a GoFundMe. Now this guy's going to get a car. Life doesn't always suck. And life isn't always bad news. There's a lot of good news out there. If you're paying attention. Hey, coming up next, we got to tell you about the winner of this week's King of the Bayou Football Challenge. And a couple of interesting notes about the New Orleans Saints next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Congratulations to Scott and Kenner. Scott and Kenner won this week's King of the Bayou Football Challenge by picking 14 out of the 16 NFL games this past weekend. He picked them correctly. And because he did that, Scott in Kenner gets $50 to go spend on groceries at Winn-Dixie. And if you're not in this, you can still get in this. There's still time because every week we give out $50 worth of free groceries from Winn-Dixie. Just go to our website, bayou957.com, click on the King of the Bayou Football Challenge box. It's free. It don't cost nothing. And it only takes a minute. Just sign up and pick the games. This week's games start in 3 nights. I don't think there's a game Thursday because it's Christmas Eve. But there are games, including the Saints game, Friday. No point spreads. Just pick who you think's going to win. And if you're like Scott and Kenner this week, you'll be snagging $50. Worth of free groceries from Winn-Dixie.
Cha-ching.
Good job, Scott. When it comes to the Bayou crew here, and by the way, this goes through the playoffs. It goes through the championship. It goes until the end. So you still have time to get in and win groceries. When it comes to the Bayou crew here, Coleman, you still lead.
Damn right.
By 2 games over me, by 4 games over our night guy, Stoney, the Stone Man. You lead by 5 games over Ginty.
Ginty!
You lead by 7 games over Cat.
Blah, 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 blah.
And our traffic guy, Joshua Dausch, who also has a show on the weekend here. And you lead the big boss by 13 games. Yeah, Kevin, who he's having a tough time getting out of the Bayou basement.
I don't think he ever has the entire season.
No, he's been in last place the whole year, and I know he knows football, and I know he knows more about football than you.
I think everybody, well, except for Cat, everybody on the roster knows more about football than me.
And what's interesting about this, if you look at everybody who's playing, and I mean everybody in the contest, The leader right now is Kev Close. He's picked 155 correctly so far. He's up by one over two people, Goody and Mr. Jones, who have each picked 154 correctly. And then when it comes to the Bayou crew, Coleman, you've picked 149 correctly, and then you lead me by two. I picked 147 correctly.
I just go by the colors of the jerseys.
And there's only, what, there's only 2 weeks to go in the regular season. And then the playoffs start, and it goes all the way through the end when the playoffs are all finished. So, and did you see yesterday the NFL named their annual Pro Bowl team? The best players in the league make the Pro Bowl. Five New Orleans Saints made the Pro Bowl this year. There was one that I questioned. The five Saints that made the Pro Bowl this year, their best offensive lineman, Teron Armstead, their best defensive player, Cameron Jordan, running back Alvin Kamara, cornerback Marshawn Lattimore, and offensive lineman Andris Peat were the five Saints who made the Pro Bowl. I was surprised that Peat made it, but good job, Andris. But I was more surprised with who didn't make it. Their defensive lineman, another one, not Cam Jordan, Trey Hendrickson, is tied for second in the NFL this morning in sacks. When it comes to sacking the quarterback, he's got 12 and a half sacks this year. He's a half a sack behind TJ Watt on the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Trey Hendrickson did not make the Pro Bowl team.
Hmm.
Coleman, do you know how someone could have half a sack?
I was about to ask.
How he's got 12 and a half sacks?
Oh, I thought you meant half a sack. Like, I know I know some men that have, you know, a removal and they have half a sack.
No, no, we're not talking about men's body parts.
Okay, no, I don't know how you can get a half a sack in football.
When a guy sacks the quarterback, when a player sacks the quarterback, he gets one sack because he just sacked the quarterback once.
Okay.
If two guys get the quarterback at the same time,
they have to split the sack?
They each get a half a sack.
So if three guys, then they have to split it in threes?
No, there's no one-third of a sack here. I think they'll just pick the first two that got to them if three guys get a sack. Or who knows? They might give a half a sack to all three guys, but that doesn't work out. I'm not that good in math, but that doesn't work out in the math equation there.
Yeah, it's better to have a full sack than a half a sack.
So I'm surprised defensive lineman Trey Hendrickson did not make the Pro Bowl this year. And I'm also surprised linebacker DeMario Davis didn't make the Pro Bowl this year because he's having another big season for the New Orleans Saints. But congratulations to the five that made the Pro Bowl. You know, this is Cam Jordan's 10th season in the NFL. And this is the sixth time he's made the Pro Bowl.
That means that man's pretty good.
Yeah. So good job, Cam Jordan and the rest of the Saints. As a matter of fact, when it comes to Cam Jordan making his sixth Pro Bowl, that just tied him for the Saints record with Pro Football Hall of Fame linebacker Ricky Jackson. Ricky Jackson, when he was playing for the Saints, made six Pro Bowls. Cam Jordan just tied him, and who knows if he has another good year next year, Cam Jordan can take that lead.
So that goes to show you, as the season progresses, Cam's Jordan autographed jersey that we're giving away is becoming more valuable each week.
Well, yeah, that's one of the grand prizes in our King of the Bayou Football Challenge. We're giving away for people that have been in it the whole season.
Right.
whoever has the most winning picks after the championship, after the playoffs are over, they will win a 65-inch 4K smart TV, an autographed Cam Jordan Saints jersey.
That's right.
And more certificates for free groceries and a few other things as well for the big grand prize winner. But if you haven't gotten involved in our King of the Bayou Football Challenge yet, now's the time. You still have several weeks through the playoffs where you could pick the most winning games, no point spreads. And if you do, and we have a tiebreaker for one game, it's been the Sunday night game. If you finish tied with someone, that's why we have you pick what the score you think is going to be on the Sunday night game. And whoever comes closest to that, if there's a tiebreaker, that's how we break the tie. But you can go to our website, Bayou957.com, click on the King of the Bayou Football Challenge box. I know I'm dressed like Elvis. I know. And sign up. It's free. It only takes a minute. And start picking. And this week's games start this Friday. So go get that done on our website at Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. As we sit here 3 days before Christmas, Coleman, are you a gingerbread man fan? You like eating gingerbread men?
Sure.
Well, according to a new study, how you eat a gingerbread man says a lot about your personality. If you bite into the head first, you're aggressive. If you eat the arms first, you're skeptical. And if you go for the crotch first, you probably work for TSA in airports. Did you know what you bite first?
I refuse to disclose that information on the air.
Coming up next on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And half of this is the smartest thing I read all morning. It's only dumb for one person in this story, but it's very smart for the other person in the story. That's next on the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's time for me to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Woman puts filthy, dirty cat litter box in an Amazon package, wraps it up, puts it on her front porch, and a porch pirate stole it 40 minutes later. You know, we've talked about porch pirates. I mean, there's always been porch pirates. But this year, because it's 2020 and with coronavirus and with a lot of people not having much money, I think there's more porch pirate action. There are more porch pirates this year than there have been in years past.
Right.
And especially these days now with so many people getting gifts delivered to their front stoops. I've seen all kinds of stories about people complaining about how porch pirates come up and steal from their front porch. This was actually the dumbest thing I read is on the part of the porch pirate for stealing a filthy box of dirty cat litter. But the woman who did this, this is one of the smartest things I've ever seen. After 3 years and roughly a dozen stolen packages off of her front stoop, Lori Pringle was fed up. Her neighbors were too. So, she lives in downtown Hamilton, which is Ontario, Canada.
All right.
So I guess obviously north of the border, They have porch pirate problems too. So she's 54 years old. And she said that she and her neighbors, they had to do something to stop these thieves, these porch pirates, from stealing the packages. So they plotted.
Plotted, yeah.
And they talked about it. One of the neighbors has a puppy. We could put a bunch of dog poop in an Amazon box, wrap it up. And I think that's what the neighbor did. She, Ms. Pringle, has a cat. Like I do. I told you about my cat, El Gato Negro. He's a big, fat, black cat.
Yes, he is.
And El Gato Negro means the black cat in Spanish. So I know what his filthy cat boxes look like. So when I saw this story, I'm like, all right. I bet you the porch pirate was fired up to open up that stinking mess.
You would think after 3 years, though, you'd probably be skeptical of just ordering online or getting packages delivered. Like, if this has been going on for 3 years and she has 12 stolen packages, at some point it's like, maybe I should just go to the store and grab it. That way you could reduce the risk of getting your stuff taken from your porch, right?
So, to reduce the risk of having packages stolen off your porch, your idea is to stop the convenience of the home delivery and then get up off your butt and go to the store to get it yourself. No, I don't like that, Coleman. Okay. We live in a world where it's very convenient to have things delivered, whether it's Amazon, whether it's Walmart, whether it's whoever delivers them. She said, quote, while I was cleaning the cat litter, I thought it wouldn't take me much to fill a box with this bleep. And so I thought, you know, it's Christmas time and maybe I should help Santa with the naughty list. And instead of coal, we can give porch pirates some cat crap. So she dumped the cat litter into the box, an Amazon box. She then taped it up. And she put it right underneath her mailbox on her front stoop. And sure enough, within 40 minutes, someone stole it, Coleman.
40 minutes, that's all it took? Wow, they work fast in Canada. They're prompt.
Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, eh?
This reminds me of this guy on YouTube. He's an engineer. And what he does is he makes this contraption that he puts on people's porches for porch pirates. And when they open it, it sprays a bunch of glitter. It's like a glitter bomb, and then it sprays fart spray and everything. So when a person's opening, not only do they get dumped full of glitter, they also get fart spray sprayed on that smells. And then when they try to throw it out, he glues the handle so you can't throw it away either. So it's a pretty interesting. I think it's called Porch Pirate Glitter Bomb or something like that. You got to look that up when you get a chance.
Hey, you got to start thinking outside the Amazon box when it comes to stopping these porch pirates. And like I said, this year is probably worse than any year in the past because 2020 has been such an awful, horrific year for so many people. And so many people just have no money to get Christmas presents for other people or themselves.
I wonder what's the weirdest thing a porch pirate ever got, because they don't know what's in the packages. They're just taking the risk. They don't care what it is. As long as it's something they can take off of somebody's porch, you'd think they would have an idea. This time I want to get a Total Gym or something, but they really don't care what it could be.
No, as long as whatever in the package that they're stealing, as long as it's worth a decent amount of money.
Right.
That's all they care about. But this guy got a box full of filthy, dirty cat litter. Cat crap and the stank that comes with the cat litter that is filled with cat urine, cat pee. Well, this Porsche pirate got exactly what he deserved. So again, she, the homeowner, put filthy cat litter in an Amazon package, put it on her front stoop, and the Porsche pirate stole it. 40 minutes later. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning on the part of the porch pirate. Smartest thing I read all morning on the part of the homeowner. I think that's I think it's great what she did, but it's sad that she had to do it, and it's sad whether it's here in the United States or our neighbors to the north in Canada, which many people are going through this Christmas season. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. According to Wildlife Magazine, an adult elephant eats 300 pounds of food every day. In fact, an elephant is considered anorexic if it eats like a pig. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.